from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're reacting to the offensive line. And it's so funny, guys. If I knew if it's Callahan's here, if Bill Callahan's still here, and I know the tackles are healthy, I'm probably a lot more bullish on the offense early in the season. It's just when you start to say new offensive system, quarterback coming off an injury, no Nick Chubb, you are working in a new wide receiver in Jerry Jeudy, and now your tackles have been super hurt. That's just a lot up in the air on one side of the ball, when traditionally this time of year the offense is already behind the eight ball and where the offense is already trying to play catch up. And I made mention of the DeJuan Jones thing. The reality is, I just feel like DeJuan Jones has a chance to be your starting right tackle for the next 8 or 9 years. Now, he's a big dude, so that's a big ask anytime we're talking about a guy that's maybe 375. But I saw enough last year, and I really, I focused in specifically on DeJuan as much as I could because of that ebb and flow of he had a first-round talent, but he was a fourth-rounder for a reason. So I watched enough of that dude to think that he has a chance to be the best right tackle or the best tackle in this division. Again, small sample size, he is coming off an injury. But, to me, he is still a guy that got forced into action last year. He is still a guy that I think weight is always going to be an issue when we talk about him. And now he's coming off this knee injury. And so, although I feel better about DeJuan on the right side and Conklin on the left, I have no frame of reference for what that offensive line is going to look like. Oh, and by the way, they're kind of switching concepts now, and you're going to see them work in some new run fits that kind of fit more of this new offense. That's a lot of new. But I think I know where everyone's going to go on this, but Keith asked a different question, but it led me here as we get you ready for this game on Sunday, which is, what would hype you up more? Keith is, what would concern you more? I just decided to put a positive spin on it. What would hype you up more? The offense looking good on Sunday or the defense looking good? Because I think anytime Deshaun looks good, if you start to stack those things, I freely understand that everyone and their mother are going to breathe a gigantic sigh of relief. I got to say, for me, it's the defense. I think this is a really interesting game for the defense, simply because this is your best crack at a franchise quarterback, probably, than you had most of last year. Right? You were, I don't want to say lucky, because you can't factor in injuries for other teams as luck, but you missed a lot of the ridiculous quarterback matchups you could have had last year. Aaron Rodgers wasn't healthy, right? Joe Burrow at the end of the season, that was Jake Browning on the field, even though you started Jeff Driscoll, what was a brilliant move. I think you should definitely do that more. If you look at it last year, you got the good breaks that happen and can happen on your schedule with when quarterbacks got injured. Yes, you did face a franchise quarterback tour last year, but I think it's pivotal that this defense proves right out of the gate that last year wasn't a fluke and that last year wasn't about who you played. I think it's a little convenient to, on one hand, say, well, the defense was only elite because they played non-elite quarterbacks, and then at the same point, say anything you say in defense of Deshaun Watson's play last year is somehow an excuse for Deshaun or an excuse for the Browns. Like, I think, and this is, we'll get into like the negativity stuff and the hope-ometer that The Athletic put out there. But I do think we've reached this weird point where we kind of bend logic on either side of the argument just because how we're feeling about the Browns on that day. I think the Browns defense was legit last year. I think there were some bumps in the road. I do think that when you rely this much on rotational players, which the Browns do a lot, like specifically if you want to get to the defensive line, I know there are a lot of defenses that rotate defensive linemen in there. They still have guys who are starter caliber players. I don't know if anybody other than Dalvin Tomlinson is a starter caliber player. And this isn't, I don't know. It's not a definitive thing. Even off the edge, like, is Za'Darius more of a role player at this time in his career, or is Za'Darius still a guy who should be out there if you played your starters for, you know, three downs at a time instead of platooning a lot of that rotation? Is that still what Za'Darius could do? The answer is I don't know. And I think there was a lot of good last year. I think having Rodney McLeod back as kind of the quarterback of this defense, I actually think is huge. I also think having Hicks in there for the first time, which we've not talked a lot about. I know Anthony Walker Jr. was kind of an average middle linebacker. I think Hicks is a better middle linebacker, but that's a different guy conveying the message. I think those are two big things to watch in this game. But if you told me tomorrow that your defense was the reason you won on Sunday, guys, I think that's what I'm expecting. I kind of don't want to be surprised on this. Listen, if your offense and your defense, if you just go out there and just blow the doors off Dallas and you score 34 points and you only give up 13 points, cool. But I think this thing, to be what we hope it is, which is a championship caliber team, I think the defense has to be a lead from the jump. And granted, if you can put up 30 points against Micah Parsons in week one, I understand that people are going to go, well, all right, if you can do that against Micah Parsons and Trevon Diggs, you can do that against anybody. And that's probably true when you're early schedule. The truth is, every time you face a elite defense with Deshaun, that's going to be a real question. It's going to take Deshaun and this offense 18 weeks to prove that they are who we hope they are. So just them having a good week against Dallas, that's square one, right? Like, our opinions of the offense start on Sunday. Our opinions of the defense, guys, we should see that next step from this defense. And to me, that next step is pretty easily identifiable what it is, by the way. But that's what Sunday is. Sunday isn't game one of us judging this defense. No, that was last year. So you had your consistency issues. You had your road woes. You had your injury problems. Well, now you look as healthy as you're probably going to be all season long, even with Greg Newsom, who's going to join us at 5:20 today, even with Dalvin, some of these guys coming off injury. I don't want necessarily to see a defense that is work in progress week one. I want to see a defense, and I think we will. I want to see a defense who's ready to meet the challenge.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Of playing against an offense that has a what I think is an elite quarterback in Dak and an elite playmaker in CeeDee Lamb. Beyond that, guys, ain't exactly a murderer's row. Their second best option is probably Jake Ferguson. They have tried to find that complementary weapon to CeeDee Lamb ever since Amari Cooper left and Michael Gallup fell by the wayside. They haven't done it. So Jake Ferguson's a nice tight end. I don't know if Jake Ferguson's a great tight end or whether he just gets a lot of yards because somebody else has to get the ball. That offensive line, I mean, we've talked about our offensive line woes. Guys, that offensive line is pretty banged up too. And they're going to be starting rookies up against guys like Myles Garrett and backups in key spots. So if you struggle, if your offense struggles against Dallas's defense, do you know what we can say? Well, Micah Parsons. Like, Micah Parsons makes elite offensives stammer because he is a singular talent. He is their answer to Myles Garrett. So I'm not, and I want to be very clear, I'm not trying to make this a negative statement. But I look at this, offense is always behind. You've got a lot of new there. And you are going up against one of the three best defensive players in the NFL. So it shouldn't come as a surprise if the offense looks like a work in progress, especially minus Nick Chubb, especially not knowing what the offensive line's going to give you. Defensively, I mean, I'm not saying it's easy. Dak is a great quarterback. CeeDee Lamb is great. This feels like a much more easy sell that the defense can come out, chase Dak around, bring him down enough, and that brings the bar down for Dallas's offense enough that basically you don't have to do as much on offense. To me, Sunday is about, can the defense confirm my suspicions that they are great? Because I think that's the easiest bar to clear. We want to talk about the work in progress offense. You want to talk about 13 wins or 10 wins or 8 wins. A lot of that comes with time. I don't want to say there's nothing. Everything that the offense does, even if they have a banner day, 500 yards, even if Deshaun has a 300-yard performance, okay, cool. Now do it 16 more times. With the defense, it's going to feel like that bridge, that extension, and it's simple. Be consistent and continue that home domination that you did last year, and then week two will become the, all right, now you get a chance at a quarterback that a lot of people think is pretty good, with a team that had been a playoff team 2 years ago that would have been one if they didn't collapse last year, and it's going to be on the road. But week one, I think this is set up more for the defense, and I think we should take if this goes the way that I think it is, the offense looks okay, fine, whatever you want to call it, and the defense looks great, I think that's just about as good as you can get out of week one with every single question we have about the Cleveland Browns.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.